Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Mr. President, distinguished delegates.
የዓለም ጸጥታ አዋኪና ለሰላም ጉዳይ መሰናክል የሆኑትን ሁሉ አይነተኛ ችግሮች እዚህ ላይ ልንጠቅሳቸው እንፈቅዳለን።
Since the beginning of modern civilization, generations of weakness and inherited only conflicts of world wars. But behold the marriage supper of the lamb and bridegroom unto his bride. Then shall the earth's children know the true expression of one love. Then Mother Earth shall honeymoon in peace, forever eliminating the aspirations, lust, and anguish of wars and rumors of wars.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. This is Andrew Fetter, of course, with When Pigs Fly, because BS doesn't. This is going to be a different kind of show. Not that every show is always different. First of all, before I get into what I want to talk about, which is actually basically shooting off my head about things I did just recently about doing readings and things like that, I want to talk about a couple things really quickly. One is those out there who are living in Thailand, my thoughts and prayers go out to you in the recent flooding events that you are incurring. God bless you, and I hope you endure through all this trying events. I know how that is. And also, the other thing I want to talk about real quickly and briefly is about the Occupy. Everybody should try to occupy with love and realize that there is no them. They are part of us, even the 1%ers. Please do not do violence, because if you do violence, you're playing into their hand. By doing violence, it's what they want, because that way they can bring out their enforcement policies of police action, police state. As they say in their model, out of chaos comes order, their new world order. So again, the way to raise things and change things is to do peaceful protests. And I will say, if you have to do civil disobedience, as Thoreau has said, do it at your own discretion. That is your choice. If you need to do sit-ins or whatever, that's again your choice. But do those things in a peaceful context. Again, all those out there, do keep it going and continue it on, and tell your neighbors and everybody's associated, not just within the United States, but all around the world. This transition, these events of Occupy, is actually a mark, a changing of humanity. It's marking a character of what needs to be done. And hopefully these things will change. Also, I want to talk about a couple of things well over in the Middle East. And I hope things will change as well. That people become in a reality of realizing that we're all connected to each other. We're all of Allah. We're all of God. Hate and despise of your neighbor or your brother is just as bad as hating God or Allah. So if you believe, truly believe and devout that you are a true believer of Allah or God, you will not hate your neighbor, and you will try to embrace him and love him as your own. You will not propose to kill your brother or sister, because they are yours. They're part of you. And you will not send your children or teach your children hate. Because teaching your hate is against the word of God. It is against Allah. And that's all I have to say about that, I guess. I want to get into, talk about, like I said, I'm actually doing this without anything. Usually, I don't even have scripts or ever when I do shows. I'll have like sort of main points. Some things I'll have details as far as facts, if I need to get into facts about doing shows and stuff like that. But this show, literally, I'm doing from off my hip, if you can shoot from your hip, as they say. So, what I want to talk about is doing readings, and I know people a lot of have been You know, I've had emails and people talking. I had a class yesterday. And, you know, I've been doing, like, readings now professionally in that aspect now since I started over in the Sherman Oaks area since July. And it's pretty fascinating through my experience, because out of your experience, you learn a lot of things, you know, seeing how people do and you know, what kind of questions they get by being the guy who's doing the readings. And then you really come in presence of what people are so focused on, and then you get even more in depth of what real problems, why people are in their situations they are. So first of all, I want to elaborate on the aspects of people getting readings, because when people get readings, they often go to psychics they believe and trust they're going to give them their information. So a reading is someone who are giving a reading is getting into information off of the universe. They're a real psychic person, not saying everybody's psychic, but if somebody who's doing a real reading, does not do it out of interpretation. Again, a real reading does not interpret. A real reading just reads. So what I'm saying is a reading, if somebody's reading something, they're just getting information from the other side, from the universe, and that can be through many elements, whether yourself, it's out there from energy out there, and then they just sort of relay that information. It can be from guides, it can be from actually from you yourself. There's multiple. There's no definite piece of information, but it's all out there. It's not in a piece of paper or card or anything like that. So that's what a real readings are. You may see people use tools to read. Now, some of these tools are used if they're using the context of doing a reading to keep a separation or just keep you talking, or just really just sort of like a blurring effect of just validating what they do see. That's sort of a different source. But there are, and I know this from what I've seen, what I call not readers, but interpreters. Now you're going to go, what do you mean interpreters? Okay. There are people who use, and I, you know, have no problem with them using, they use tarot cards. And they'll put down the tarot cards, and what they'll do out of the tarot, they will interpret the meaning of that tarot and then tell you what the interpretation is. They'll put down cards, and the card will say, you know, fool, and this is this, and so they'll start giving you an interpretation. That interpretation is not a reading. And this is why people get frustrated when they get readings off of something, that formula, and they use tarot. I had a friend of mine who gave me readings a while back, and actually I pulled her cards away and told her, no, I want you to read me, not interpret. I mean, she's like in shock when I put down and pulled away her cards. And now, I mean, she used cards, but she utilized it more of just a confirmation, which she actually does read. Now, I use what it's called soul cards, but I see things how they are. And even while I'm putting these cards down, I'm not even paying attention. I may look at them, but they're just confirming what I'm already seeing, or not necessarily fitting the puzzles of what I see, but it just, because there's a lot of information, sometimes it helps me narrow down things. If I see multiple things going on and I need to just sort of visually put in my understand why I'm seeing certain things, that's sort of like, oh, okay, I see like a woman, oh, that's why I see this woman there. Oh, that's why I see this thing here. I'm not really interpreting, just validating information that I already see. That's not like interpreting. But if I put a card down and I see, you know, this and this and this, and I go, oh, that card means this, and this card means that, and that means that, that's different. But if it's reflecting of what you confirming what you sort of you see, that's different. So use tarot, or if you have a reader that used tarot, they should be doing it as a validation from what they already see. Like, you could tell they're reading because they're not really looking at the cards. They're looking at, you know, a different source, and then they come down and look at the card. I'm just telling you a reality. Now, when you get information, some readers will try to fill in gaps. And what I will do, I will not fill in gaps. I will ask the person who I'm doing a reading for, tell them, okay, well, you know, I see this and this, and I'll ask them, well, wait a second, how long you been with this person? Because I don't want to fill in the gap. Okay, I see this person, because when you're doing a reading, there is no time. Time is could be past, present, and future. It's sort of hard to determine time. So by telling the person, ask the person, okay, you've been with this person? And they go, yeah, I've been with this person so long. Okay. So then it's already, I don't have to guess. I don't have to interpret that this thing is going to have a future or past because now I know it's there, right? That's the reason why you would ask questions like this. So if people, you know, so you don't fill in gaps. And then the other aspect, saying about getting readings is, the questions that people ask for their readings. And I'm going to get into a thing of getting a reality, what I saw through last, I guess, how long have I been in? July, August, September, October. That was, I'm trying to count my fingers out, 4 months, 3 months, 4 months now doing readings. And the different aspects of people, what kinds of things they ask and over and over. And whether sometimes they don't like the answers and sometimes, you know, first of all, when people do readings, there's no way, no how one could do a reading of somebody's, will, you know, choices or will. So if you ask, somebody would ask me to do a reading on somebody's choice, or are they going to call me or da-da-da-da at this time, tomorrow, that's actually telling me if they're going to choose to call me. Now, I can't read, or nobody can read their choice. You can read sort of events that happen. Like, if I see somebody on a phone, and he's talking to you, and I see them talking to you, and I feel this is not past or present, this is, I see that somehow down the line, that is not without interpretation, that person going to be calling you. So I know that person's calling you. It's not a choice. It's an actual event that's happened at this juncture. So when that thing happens, that's because there's a sequence of events that hasn't changed. It's going to continue its course. Now, alternatively, what happens when you do readings, it's like watching a road, and there's sometimes there's forks on the roads and turns and offshoots. But these forks can and the forks are basically choices. So if someone along the line decides to, instead of going on the same road, decide to make a right-hand turn on one street or a left turn, they'll change that choice. They just created a choice, diverted to the event. And that's what I mean. You can't read on choices. And so it can divert the past. So a lot of times what I try to do is I try to give people, okay, well, this is what I see if he does this, this, or this, or she does this and this, different areas and what will happen. Because those you can sort of pretty much see up to a point, and even those have choices. You can't really see, like I said, if something changes an event, they'll happen out of a choice. So you can't read choice. Choice is will. You can read events that occur, but even those can actually change during time if a choice becomes given. Suddenly. This is where people don't understand. There's certain things that's actually do you can read, and certain things that's like no way, no how you can do. It's an old saying, even God, the infinite being, universe, cannot read a person's choice. Because choice is your will. You can't force will or force choice. Choice is choice. So that's like really a heavy aspect. Now, the other thing I've noticed in readings, how, and this is really interesting thing, and this is where I put it on my thing, talking about past, present, and future. This is what I've noticed. People are so stuck. Excuse me. Still got the little yawn here. People are either so focused on past things or on future things, they forget about being in the present. Meaning, I've noticed a lot of people have me doing readings and it's all about past. It's in the past. It's in the past. Oh, whatever. Do you think he'll come back? What happened here? What happened that? And then I had this in the past. And my, you know, it's always in the past. So what happens when you're driving on a road and you're driving? Because everything you're like, you can look at like you're driving and you're looking in the rearview mirror all the time. You're never going to see your future, never going to be in your present. Probably going to crash, right? And this is what often happens when people do that. They're constantly crashing. So if you were to take like a balloon, just imagine three balloons. And you have a balloon now, each one of them, like one says past, one's present, one's future. And if you have the balloon of past really big, compared to the other ones, it's not symmetrical. And there's a problem when that happens, and I'll explain. Then there's others who I've done readings who literally live in the future. They can't even do things in the moment. And these people are like almost like psychic addicts, I'd call them. They will have like readings like almost literally once a week, every 2 weeks. This is unreal. And you know, people who do readings don't mind because, I mean, who are finding it's because they're not going to sing as much up to a point because, you know, it is financially, but up to a point, you know, it is what it is. And you can't change the information every day, every week. You want a new core change because things do change. But come on, how much? You know, every minute they want to, like, a map. Because all a reading does is give you sort of a weather map of things, events, and the ability to do choices. But it should be a reflection of what the situations are and giving you the opportunity for the choices. Well, people are constantly having readings, like, every minute going in the future. And what happens to that balloon? So the future balloon is so big. And again, they don't live in the present. And the other thing is, they so much live in the future, they end up repeating the past because they're not taking course or have never gotten over issues of the past. There's so much living in the future, they end up repeating. That's how they end up repeating what they did in the past becomes future. So that's that element. And then the majority of people, I'd say the majority of readings I do, have issues of both past and future. Like they're all concerned, worried about things in the past, and they're all concerned about, worried about what things in the future. They forget to live in the moment, be in the present. So you have two balloons on the two sides, all blown up, and the little one gone, you know, just like a little nothing. And by them not living at the moment, these people are so unhappy all the time. They're always frustrated. They're always full of anxiety. And this might be the one you got. People who are listening right now. It might be you for some reason. You feel, why I'm never happy? Because you look in the past and you go, oh, wow, look what happened. I did it. And you've never forgiven the things or gotten over the things or made peace of things. And you still have hatred or anger for things in the past or people. And then in the future, you have anxiety about what's going to happen in the future consistently, wondering what's going to happen in the future. So you live and you never live in the present. So you never live. And you never enjoy. And oftentimes when this happens, the universe makes the person, you know, and I'll just say this, get sort of an illness. And part of that illness is basically to try to get the person to take a vacation, to see, try to in one way or matter to get into the present. Because, you know, you have to have that as well. And of course, you can't just be in the present and forget the past and the future, because then you're like basically a vegetable. You're not anything. So the idea is to keep them all, you know, sort of on the same level playing field, if you can say. Make sure all three balloons are the same. If you do that, you're going to feel a lot, like a really sense of joy, meaning you're really in tune with things are. And I mean not a joy, but oopie, kaye, but like a sereneness that knowing what was past, past, you forgive all that stuff in the past, but you know it's there. The future is what it is, and you want love to happen, you'll manifest things to happen, but you trust the universe. And then your experience, you just embrace the experience every moment you're doing what you're doing. As if it's like your last day. So you sort of balance that. So when I say doing readings with people, a reading should be helping you in whatever manner to for me, which help a person raise their frequency in some manner. That would be a positive way of doing a reading. What I mean is, if, because we're all just basically energy, and people who are being advised in any shape or form, then the intent, it's all about the intention. So the intention you put out there is to help the person to grow into a positive aspect for themselves, giving them, allowing them the choice, but still the intention to help them be better themselves. I'll give you an example. Is if somebody I have a reading for and they're, you know, oh God, this my husband, he just left me, he went into another country, we, you know, this happened like almost before, blah, 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 and I don't know, da, 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 and I see, and her husband lost his job, and lost this, and da, 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 or it could be a boyfriend, and their energy is the husband's and her boyfriend's, and it's so low, and they're, like, self-destructive, they're self-hating, so what they're doing is they're self-breaking everything around them, because they live in what they call, I call alter ego. They're feeding off the alter. They think they themselves is the material side, their cars, the finances, the job. So they start destroying things around them. And meanwhile, the girl, whatever, her, whatever, who maybe I'll do the reading for, I try to show them how great they really are. They're fine. And they're sort of like being pulled down because of their lover, their boyfriend, or whatever. And I just show them that where their energy really is. Their energy is in a higher form. They're vibrating at a higher frequency. And I often say to people, like I said this before, I think on shows and like did this in classes, relations are basically, you're both frequencies. Everybody's a frequency, almost like a musical note. Let's say you're like an A sharp and he's, let's say, a C. You're on the same octave in the relationship, but what happens generally is one may be going further, moving up, vibrating up, or one may be going down, and when that happens, the healthy relationship would be one pulling the other one up and that one stepping up to getting up to the next one, almost like a ladder. A healthy relationship, it's usually alternatively, to some extent, each one helping each other go up the ladder. Not always the same person is being pulled up. When the same person is always being pulled up, that's sort of like codependent. It means you're always being the puller. Eventually, that gets worn out, and sometimes in a relationship, you sort of get tired of it. It's like you're putting the energy in the relationship. Everyone knows that if you're always putting the energy in a relationship, you're pulling that person up. And then there's the ones, of course, that you're maybe, or somebody, and the other ones will ridicule you, self-abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, mental abuse, even possibly, God forbid, physical abuse. And that's to bring you back down to their level. So that's bringing you down. So, of course, that's unhealthy. And I constantly try to explain that. It's really simple. When I see readings and do this and I see the frequencies of it because I see people's energy, it's really easy and you can see that. It's really not so complex. And then there's people who are reciprocate to the back, like I just told you about past. There was an example, I had somebody who I saw I was going to be involved with somebody, and I told them possibly, well, there's that foundation for a romance, but I didn't see a real heavy romance. I saw it like a friendship that they do, the person does love them. It could go further beyond that, but then there's always choices. And what happens is this couple finally got together and they had, you know, intimate relationship, and it's like what I thought was going to happen. But then again, when they asked me what's going to happen, there's sort of separation. I said, well, this person wants to just remain friends, sort of like friends, but with benefits. And that's about it. And the woman who I was doing the reading is like obsessed. It becomes like an obsession. So there's that thing. That's that issue. You know, that's so you see this all constantly. I'm just telling you, so this is what people I read for. And you're probably going, oh, what the hell? But this is like, you'd be surprised, people that you're around you that I do readings for that are like this. I mean, you would really be surprised. And also, there's one other thing I was going to bring up that I noticed that other, and this comes back to me from doing readings from other people telling me that I started doing readings for, of total BS. Some people like do readings and they make up stuff and they get people, they throw these false carrots in front of people. Like, they're so far-fetched and so ridiculous. It's sort of, when somebody does a reading for somebody, it's sort of having responsibility. And it's really uncool, and there's karma to it. And unfortunately, I've seen it, because I know somebody personally that happened. They tell one person that, oh, by the way, you're going to meet so-and-so, be with somebody, and it's so far-fetched. There's, like, no way this is going to happen. It's not that it's basically was made to throw a carrot in front of them. So what happens is, this person is trying to see this person who's, you know, and it's like there's no way they're going to meet up with them. And the person will consistently start going readings from them. They're almost like every other week trying, okay, what now? When am I going to see him now? When am I going to see him now? And guess how much bank this person, the reader, is making off while they're coming back and back. And so, well, you're not almost there. You have to change this way. You have to change this way to get to that person. You have to see, they throw a carrot, so you're constantly chasing that carrot. I'm telling you, that's a fucked up reading. A reader. Just don't throw carrots in front of false lewd carrots. What they should do, and this is how I do, if I see that, like, somebody wants to, hey, I want to be with this person, da da da, and you say, well, you can try, and there might be, but at this time I don't see it, but there's other people around that you're going to meet up and da 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 go with. You have other options. And then I allow that person to make that choice. I'm not going to throw them carrots. I'm just saying, I'm telling them the reality. Like, I will see other people around them. They may be able to hook up. I said that might be more beneficial for you. That is better for you. Not better because you shouldn't be feeding your ego, but it's better because it has a foundation for real mutual unconditional love. And by the way, you should, people, another thing is, people often, I know in reads, giving or delegating information and stuff. People have no aspects of difference of understanding of what love is. When I say there's love, I mean talking about unconditional love. So, like the other day, somebody was asking, well, does he love me? Does he really? He says, no, he wants to have sex with you. Oh, but doesn't he love me? No, he wants to have sex with you. He's going to tell you he loves you. He just wants to have sex with you. You know? And I tell it straight. That's how it is on some people. So I mean, he really, really does love you. He has unconditional love, but he has fear about what to do with it. So every time he's intimate with you, he just realizes, uh-oh. You know, I see that too. Or have seen it. Actually, I've seen a lot of that recently, which is very strange. I got to say something. I don't know, maybe it's the timing of events, or maybe it's just the ones I get to do readings. This also blew me away in the last 4 months. Usually, when you have soul twins, it's very, very rare you see your soul twins. I mean, I can... some people might have only seen one soul twin in their lifetime, maybe two. I personally have seen maybe I think 4 or 5, and that's the span of a lifetime. You know, and I'm 50, in my 50s, and then for some reason I'm meeting, and I maybe it's, and then I'm seeing more people connecting with soul twins. And now, I don't mean soul twins don't necessarily have to be lovers, because soul twin has nothing to do with that. Like I've said in the past show, soul twins are basically very close to you on your, you have the same oversoul. You're very close on the same, literally from the same branch, almost from the tree of life, or like jutting out. If I wish I could show you my hands. It's like, you know. And of course, when they get romantically together, that's a twin flame. But twin soul can be two brothers, two friends, a father, a son, mother, daughter, you know, best friends. That could be soul twins too. But, you know, but it's weird that I'm seeing a course lately of that events. Now, I don't know if that is because we're in these kinds of times, that energy is shifting, which I think it is. You know, look at the course of events. It's like we're almost heading into the 60s again. People are being forced to look at their material situation and spirituality and context. People are now forced to question whether what they've been told is the truth. People are now realizing and questioning what authorities have said. People are questioning more and more the media. People are disillusioned. They're realizing how a falsehood the monetary system is, and basically with their system of government and our politicians, which everybody knows, but they're getting more and more faced with that reality. Now that reality is becoming choice. So it's our weird of times. And I say this part of the reading, because of doing readings, because I think it sort of relates to this. You know, we're in a sign of times, and that's what I notice right now. Like, I also notice a lot of people doing readings are finally, who just very recently, who sort of like connected to themselves spiritually, are finally starting in one form or another working on making a betterment of them in a spiritual context. And I don't mean like necessarily go to pray to God, but looking at themselves and try to really make them a better person, or try to move that way. Of course, I see other people still very narcissistic, like the one, oh, how can I get her, da 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 da, you know. Now, there's other people, I was going to say something I forgot to mention, is I know of readings that I've found, and I was like in total shock when I heard this. Readings, what I call people doing readings of manipulation. Meaning, I already told you about the one where they place false carrots and the person runs down the road and they keep on throwing another carrot and another carrot. So they're constantly needing a reading. It's just basically to hustle money out of the person. It's not really about integrity. But then there's the one that they utilize, and they use they'll try to throw out dark magic to these people. By what I mean is telling them to do certain things. Get this candle or get this and manipulate them and pour this and do that. And there's all a very dark things to utilize mechanically to try to manipulate somebody's will. Try to manipulate somebody's will. And when somebody does that, that's also pretty not that up there. And that's very a low vibrational thing. See, look at when you go do readings, if people do readings, it's really not too difficult to see. If a reading is being done in a higher standard, let's say, what would I say, a higher frequency toward the light, it's trying to, in any shape or form, helping you to grow to some aspect, to heal from to move forward in a positive aspect and to some form present you the a loving consciousness of connecting and raising your frequency or the opportunity to have a pathway to continue raising that. That is what a reading should be doing. I mean, there is readings like, I get ones that are very business oriented. That's fine for what they're about. That's different. Somebody says, hey, I'm doing this business deal with so-and-so. Do you think he's going to give me this deal or not? That is different. That is totally different. That's just purely, like, I'm telling you, it's like giving a reading of a chess game. And so those are sort of like separate. But when I do readings of people, and it's about their abundance, their material side, because usually you get readings on a personal basis about love, their and their economics. That's basically it. You'll have a few health, but very rarely. Mostly it's about money and love. That's it. Money, love, money, love, money, love, money, love. There's a few about relationships in the families. Or this dad, this mom, mean, money, brother, sister, friends. I have a few of those, seen those. But I say generally it's all about love. That can be part of love. And those should be done in a positive aspect. You know, showing, hey, you know what? Those people are, you know, got problems you dealt with. And maybe they're not going to change. Maybe they will change. And you can see that and tell them that. And there's opportunities for them to change. But don't go into the potentiality of it. Just give them a door, you know, opportunity to move. So what I also, you know, so you just sort of do that. But also the other thing is, and this is what readers should not be doing, is, and this is for themselves, not it's for their own personal thing. Sometimes we give information, like if I say to somebody, hey, by the way, there's a door, take that door and it'll lead you out of the room. There's only one door though, but there's, I see it, here it is, there's a door, go out that way. And what they'll do, the person, instead of taking the door, they'll walk into the wall and bang their head and bang their head. And then they come back in, hey, you know, Andrew, what happened here? All of a sudden, I'm banging my head. I said, well, what'd you do? And they said, well, I went in, and they didn't take the doorway, which I showed them, hey, there's the door. There it is. You just have to make the choice in walking through it. And instead, they'll walk in the wall. I said, well, what do you expect? You're still doing the same thing. You're walking into the wall. It's like if somebody was thinking of constantly living in the past, of, you know, anger about a past relationship, what ends up happening is they reinvent that past relationship in a future relationship. Let's say they had somebody they were involved with that was always screwing around on them, but then they thought they trusted them, and they was basically, you know, now, you know, whatever happened, happened, but the person was screwing around. And then they meet somebody new, and they have that trust issue. This person's really going to be faithful. It's really going to be faithful. This person really going to be faithful. And they end up pushing that in to the point they actually try to manifest it. So if this person is being faithful, something's wrong. So they're trying to, they may even push the person to see or make up stuff to, that ain't there and make it seem like this person's actually having an affair because that's how they can relate to. There's also ones people I've seen, I've gotten readings for that have issues were from past issues. And this is like normal as dealing with people who, through business in the past, who basically lied, cheated, caused them to go through chaos. And it is an experience, but I try to get them to understand that experience that you've gone through in the past. You know, look for who they are. They're actually teaching you. And just learning to move forward. But if you sit there and project a hatred and anger toward what they've done, I don't know, because you're going through pain and suffering because of what they did or what happened, but you also chose it. Don't forget, you chose it too. then you just look at it as like a learning experience, and then you're able to move on. This again goes back to the past, present, bubble, bones. So if you look at the past and you see for what it, the past was, you know, you go, oh, okay, well, you know what? I that past event that happened, you know, it happened, it was tragic. I'm able to move on. I'm not angry with that person. It was an experience that I learned from. Then that bubble sort of shrinks down. And then you go, okay, well, in the future, oh my God, what's going to be in the future? Boom, boom, boom. And this is all you can project out in the future, manifest, get a few ideas what's going to be out there. And then that's just, and then let it go and just walk toward it. You know, there's a light there. Just see wherever light. Sometimes you have to look for a direction. There is actually no destination. There's only a direction. So make sure you have a that's the direction, your future. And as you're walking forward, enjoy the walk. It's like walking along the park, and you're walking toward through the park, and you're not checking out the trees and the birds and what's around you. You're looking at the end of the ride. Being in the moment is, let's say, put it like this. If you're like Disneyland, I don't know if people out in the world have ever been to Disneyland. It's like going on with those amusement rides. Let me ask you. It's like when you go on the amusement ride, you know how you have to stand in line? Standing in line is being like in the past. And then when you're on the past, that's being the past, right? And you're looking forward to go on that ride. And once you're on the ride, that becomes the being in the moment. So let me ask you, while you're in the moment on that ride, are you thinking about the future? No. You're enjoying that ride. You're in tune with that ride. And that's what it's supposed to be. You don't go, oh, wait, I can't wait till this ride's over. Of course, unless the ride's so scary. But what I mean is you don't go, let's see, I'm riding this ride. Do you think about the next ride that you're going to go on? No, you're on that ride at the moment. You're enjoying it. If you were sitting there, let's say I'm on, you know, I'm just giving an example in Disneyland. Let's say I'm on this ride, let's say in Pirates of the Caribbean, and now I'm thinking about going to a haunted house, and I'm thinking about that while I'm in Caribbean. Then you're losing the enjoyment of being at the moment. So that's sort of like the level. You have to keep things on a stable level. Past, present, future. Keep them, try to think of them as little circles, little bubbles, and make sure they're all even. It's hard. You sort of just sort of work on that. When you work on that, everything's going to be an even keel. You'll be on a keel level. And keel, I mean, you'll have like a sailboat. You're going along the stream. You're not tilting left or right. You're going where you're supposed to be going. And it's okay to get readings. Just make sure who the person you are getting readings from have the utmost integrity. You can trust your heart when you're getting readings. You feel the energy. There's, you know, even me, sometimes somebody might connect with somebody or not or something. The person says, hey, I'm not connecting with you. And I feel maybe I am. They don't, that's their choice. You don't have to have a reading with me. You don't have to have a reading with somebody else. Trust your own situation. But also, the connection shouldn't be what you anticipate the answers to be. Connecting, if you're telling somebody something and you don't like the responses they're giving to you, it's not like if they're telling you something that, oh my God, you're saying he's this and this and this, and you don't like it, think again, maybe that person's telling you something that's truthful that you just can't handle. And maybe it's good that person is a perfect person that you should be getting a reading from. And you should get people who do readings, again, who are not interpreting. Do readings that people do not do throw carrots. And there are a lot of charlatans out there. A ton. Hustle. BS. I'm just telling you. there's places, you know, I'm not going to say disclose because that's not where I'm at. But I just know there's a lot of people who tell makeup stuff. And then there's the real ones who really want to try to help. And then there's the ones who just throw carrots in front of you, like a, what they'd say, sort of like the, like a little hustle. And you have to trust your heart. And don't go on expectations. Go on with just with an open mind. But it is sort of like a duality. When a person gives a reading, by the way, if they're real readers, a lot of times when they're doing the reading, as they're doing the reading of somebody, it's actually helping them because they're actually reflecting on things when they start, because you'll do a reading for somebody and tell, this information pours out, and then when you're doing it, you can realize you get more in tune of what things are for yourself and things around the universe too. Like as I do more readings, I'm seeing more people, you get more of instead of, you know, feeling what humanity is going through, then you see individually why humanity is where it's at. And you see on an individual basis, if there's a whole bunch of people like that, and then you can see the real problems with humanity. You know what I'm saying? If people are so caught up in their alter ego size, and you know, which is what the problem with humanity, we live off of, most of us, there's most of humanity lives off alter ego instead of being to themselves. They project something who they are. Like, for example, they'll put out there that they're, you know, what are you? Oh, I'm a doctor, a lawyer, a ditch digger. You know, you, by your profession, all of a sudden, that's who you are, which is not who you are. I mean, something you do, you enjoy. It's a huge aspect, but that's not who you really are, right? Your cars, your financial is alter ego. That's a lot of people. You are what you're worth. Like, you ever heard that expression? What are you worth? I'm worth $1 million. Get it? See what they've done? You're worth $1 million or you're worth $100,000. It's like, what are you worth is what's in your bank account. That's not reality. That's not who you are. That's placing an alter ego, something outside that's not real. Are you the Porsche or Mercedes or the little beat up Beetle? No, you are who you are. So, anyway, what I was trying to get to and my concern was when I decided to shoot this from the hip. I know I've gone through multiple aspects. This is like a different kind of show today. And the only reason I did this is because also I, for mine, want to see how it would go doing this way, which I normally do because I did like a class yesterday and I wrote a whole thing. And actually, I didn't realize I went everything just straight up. I had to go back, just keep a timetable. But I usually do things straight from the hip. And this particular show, I was thinking about doing for a while. And now, you know, I wanted to do something, explain my experiences with readings and the truth about readings. Because I want people who go and do this stuff, both on both sides, whether they're both readers, that show they have integrity when they do it. Because you're really giving people information who are really thirsting for understanding of stuff. But the same token, there's people who have to realize if you're going out there to ask information, make sure you choose who you feel comfortable with. That's important. And to have the person is not throwing you carrots. And if the person's being straight with you in all things as much as possible, even if the person's telling you positive things, perhaps that really is supposed to be like that. Don't doubt it. Maybe you just have to change your thoughts. This will also point out when I do readings with people that thoughts are things. And that's, I try to explain to them that the way you're thinking right now is causing these rules effect. But if you think negatively, even though the universe is trying to help you, you're sort of sabotaging your own benefit for That can be also in relationships. So, you know, when you... So it comes also from the person who's getting the readings. You know, and if you go with intention of tricking or something like that, there's karma too like that. Like if you go to a reader and you say, the person says, hey, you know what, I see that you have a brother that's like this, and you really do have a brother that's this, and you say to the reader, oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. And you're just telling the person, trying to test the reader. You start testing the readers. That has karma to it, by the way. The universe is saying, well, then if you don't really trust the information, we're not going to give you the information. Ever think of that? You know, the universe has its way to reciprocate on different elements. So, that's what I want to talk about with my deal with readings. Sort of today feel sleepy, I don't know why. It's probably because I had a long, long week. And I apologize for that, maybe. I had a really heavy class yesterday. It was my final class for this series in my practical Kabbalah class. And I, those out there who do wish to entail, you can always contact me at flyingpigs@artlover.com. A possibility of doing other classes within the LA area. If you know places, I could sort of definitely do something. You know, at a facility that would have financial well-being that can do this at, or set something up. I plan in the future, hopefully, do other classes. I did a special one when I went to Ojai a few weeks ago past. I possibly might be down in the future doing some more in Ojai, which is in the Ventura area. I might possibly be doing ones again in Sherman Oaks, where I've been doing readings. And I'm open to doing possibly other events like that. I know people have always asked me questions relating that. Feel free to contact me on any issues with that or any aspects of my show. It's on there. That's the reason I left my email address on there, so people can feel free to contact me on any questions, concerns in regards to even things that you think of what I talk about, you wished me to discuss. Some of my shows, I do get into things where people consistently ask me questions over and over. So I figure, wow, maybe I should just do a show on it. So I do. And I mean, you know, so to me, it's a reciprocating thing. When I do this show, it's to reciprocate. Thanks. I started this show back, I think it was in 07. Is it 07? Yeah, I think it was 07. I guess that's almost 4 years now, heading on to five. So it's gone in its trial moments, what I do. And now my show has actually evolved into what it is to be. I will also have tried to continue doing bringing more people, I feel that will also give out information and new perspectives of things. I'm very selective on who I bring on my show. That's why I have like literally, I'm not exaggerating, 25 to 30 requests to come on my show per week, and sometimes more, a lot more. And I am highly selective, so I'll have like one or two people that I do have, and they may have the authors or people. I've had past people come back on because I feel their information is important. People I've had in the past who, you know, particularly like if you should check her out, definitely is any of the past people, but Carrie Fezza, who is, I have her on as astrologist, intuitive. I found fascinating that her astrology has been very poignant, very on the nose, especially recent events. She sort of funny how she said how we're walking into the 60s, and it's like walking in the 60s now. I have her on every quarter for a reason, to give you information. And the same thing when I bring in people, scientists and people like that, I try as much possible to bring in a highly positive format. And now that we're heading in November, I will probably be readjusting and adding a new dimension into it heading to 2012. And I've been working on that and see what aspects I could do to improve, because I'm always learning, try to improve the information I do present into each show. And this show particularly, I felt like just sort of like, you might call it like a vacation thing, but it's also the same thing. I wanted to give out information because I felt that people who do readings and get readings, it should be done in a very positive way and full of integrity on both sides. And that's another issue I've related over and over again about integrity. It is the backbone of spirituality, and that is very much important. And also, I try to emphasize the connection between all individuals, how we are all connected. We're all in the tree of life with different perspectives. You know, we're just, our view things, we're all connected. But just to realize we're all connected to each other, to one another. And that's another thing I emphasize, and this also emphasizing the connection even while we're doing readings, because that's the truth of the thing, the truth of realities is what people should be emphasizing. Again, realizing the connection of how we're all connected, realizing that not just we're connecting, we're in here in these lives to experience. We're here in these experiences, these embodiments, simply learn the connection, and learning by experiencing the connection, that's the connection, it's called unconditional love. And realizing that how we're here to heal ourselves from past karma, to release all that old karma. And we're here to experience all these things in the same token, re-experiencing the wisdom. And that wisdom becomes understanding when we finally express it, or put it into thoughts. These are all we're here for, just experience. We're experiencing the things when we do readings and get readings. And seeing is actually the experience of the our hopes and wishes. Our hopes or wishes are what we try to manifest into the future. The past is what we learn from and let go and heal from. The present is what we do now to experience and embed our experiences for what we are. Because for what we are at the present. We are always at what we are at the moment. And that's what we are. We are what we are at this very second. Every aspect as we enter, every aspect is every moment. So, I wish everybody a glorious, glorious weekend. God bless you all. And until next week, I wish to everybody peace, especially those in the Middle East. Unfortunately, people live in the epitome of separation, and hopefully that will change. But that will change only when the outside changes their thoughts as well. And also the rise of humanity, where women are given equal treatment as well, and have risen their self-worth as well, particularly in the Middle East. That will change humanity. And meanwhile, all those who are out there occupying, continue occupying, those who wish to join, please do. Now is the time. And do it with love and do it with connection, not with violence. And realize that it's not us versus them. The only thing you need to do is open up the expression of understanding what is really going on. For example, with the monetary system, how the Federal Reserve is a fraud, how the Bank of England is a fraud, and how we need to get off the monetary system. And also recognize that we do have free energy. We do have the capability to have free energy at the very moment. This is a fact and a reality. Demand it. We have the ability right now to utilize electrical mag systems. We have the ability to use, for example, the John Searle generator, which would end up producing free energy. This would change in an instant all humanity. Again, It's all about choices. It's all about consciousness. We are all one consciousness. If we raise it up, the frequency thereof, so too everything changes. God bless you all. And again, have a glorious weekend until next week. God bless you. Thank you.